Hi, friends, and welcome to the 9th episode of the What's New podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea, and this is my co-host, my sister.
Hello, my name is Sonia, and we're here outside again with screaming children and barking dogs coming to you to record
and wind chimes podcast. And gnomes.
Yes,
inside jokes.
Gnomes.
Okay, let's just jump into holidays because I'm tired. I might go to sleep. No podcast.
You're just going to fall asleep during the podcast?
No podcast for a month, sorry.
That's it. Wait, you stole that.
Yeah, but anyways.
You stole that from... Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm angry at you.
July 16th is National Corn Fritter Day. I don't have much to speak on the matter because I don't eat that.
Yeah. Wait, what's your favorite way to eat corn?
I'm a barbarian, so on the cob or regular. Like, if you, like, chop off all the kernels and it's just, like, inside. Mm-hmm. Or popcorn.
Yeah, I like movie theater butter popcorn, and I also like cornbread.
I made popcorn last night, and I hated it so much. Anyways.
It was, like, fine. I ate it.
I didn't hate it, but I liked it, but I couldn't eat all of it because some of them were burnt.
There are literally people that we know just, like, walking below us. Yeah.
Scary people. Anywho, we're gonna get called out. Probably yelled our name.
Excuse!
But
oh my god.
That's just okay for our situation. Next holiday.
There's someone here who screams so much, and if we hear them, I'm terribly sorry.
If we hear them, we're moving into the bathroom.
But this is, the time at night that all the kids in our complex come out to frolic.
Should we just go into the bathroom? The bathroom has good audio.
I don't know. We might have to. Okay, but...
Cut to us going to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. So, my
Can we please go into the bathroom? This is...
I don't know. My next holiday
is... We're going into the bathroom.
My next... Stop.
Let's go.
No, I can't... We can't both fit in the bathroom.
Yes, we can.
No.
I'll put my mats down.
My next holiday is National Lottery Day on July 17th.
After the holidays, we'll go into the bathroom.
Okay, you need to stop.
Okay.
Our next holiday, National Lottery Day, July 17th. I don't know why it's lottery day. They wouldn't tell me, but,
anywho.
I don't know.
Stop
shaking the table.
Okay.
One time our dad got close to winning the Powerball. He got, three of the things in the right order. But
can we please go into the bathroom?
I don't know. We can check this audio right now.
Okay, we'll check it and I'll be right back, maybe in the bathroom. We'll be right back. Okay, so we went through a bit of
struggle.
We were first in the bathroom and then we tried it and then we realized that the heater was on. And then we had to turn that off, and we tried literally everything. We brought a pillow in there, but then we went up to my bed, and we insulated every single thing with pillows and blankets. So I really hope this audio is good, because it sounds good to us.
It's still not that good. It doesn't sound good to me, but, whatever.
No, when I'm up here, it sounds pretty good, but... Can we turn on that light?
If I move to turn it on, the audio is going to be terrible.
Sorry, we're going to turn on this light and aim it towards... Stop it. Don't aim it to me, please. Stop it. Okay, that's good. Thank you for bearing with us.
Okay, now it's your turn for a holiday.
My second holiday is July 17th, National Emoji Day. I love emojis. My favorite emoji... What's your favorite emoji? I need to think.
My favorite emoji is the, laughing, crying one.
You know, my favorite emoji is the clown one. Because it just showcases my personality.
Oh my god.
And we love that, so... Anywho, next holiday.
My next holiday is National Caviar Day.
That's for rich people.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it tastes... I've never had caviar.
Because it's too rich
for us. But I aspire to have caviar one day.
It's too rich.
I don't know. It just feels fancy. Okay. Your turn.
The next this third holiday and the last holiday that I'm going to be doing is July 18th, World Listening Day. So on July 18th, hop on to the What's New podcast. Do a listening spree. Get your chores done. I don't know. But hop on.
And World Listening Day is about listening to the people around you and to nature.
And listening to kids that don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. I know what I'm talking about. Speak for yourself.
Okay, then.
So that's... You don't know what you're talking about because you don't listen when I'm talking.
Okay. We're not going to fight okay. on this What's New.
No, we're not.
Because that's what bad people do.
Okay. July 18th is Nelson Mandela International Day. And,
is that like the Mandela effect?
What? What are you talking about?
Like that, like, mirror thing?
No! That's a mandala.
Mandala.
This is Nelson Mandela, who basically, he tried, he was a president of South Africa, and he was very successful in, like, breaking down the apartheid, which is the separation between black and white people and all manner of things. And so the UN, the United Nations, why did you just flag?
I don't know what that does.
Basically, the United Nations decided that they wanted to honor him on his birthday, July 18th. Stop flagging stuff.
Okay, then.
They decided they wanted to honor him on his birthday, July 18th. So, July 18th is Nelson Mandela International Day.
Okay.
Is that all our holidays? Are we ready to... Take another break and move on to our...
Yes, we're going to take...
Oh my god, I'm going to have to turn my phone ringer off during the break.
That was a good reminder, because we wouldn't have done that, and her phone literally blows up, but we'll be right back. Welcome back, y'all. We're back from our break.
Yes,
we're
back.
It was a very long break,
actually. Yeah, it was kind of a long break. We actually did stuff.
We actually ended up watching TikToks, but...
Oh my god, no.
And
drinking expose us.
Sparkling water and eating bars. Anywho.
I have a topic for
yes,
you.
Yes, and then
people.
I'm going to take a topic, do a topic, and then say a topic. And then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do our other two topics, and then go to bed because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Just kidding, it's 8.
It's 9, and it's our bedtime.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, so my first topic and my only topic for this segment is airlines are replacing amenity kits with personal hygiene packs due to COVID. This is happening and it's a thing. And I have a friend who flew somewhere. She flew to Alabama, and so. Yes, I know people who have experienced airplanes during the Rona, and I was talking to her.
Sorry.
And she said that,
La Rona.
She said that it was kind of really annoying having to wear a mask on a plane all the way to Alabama, and she said that, please don't put your feet on the wall because it would cause vibrations. That's not what she said. That's what I said to my sister, telling her not to disrupt the audio quality.
Okay.
But stop flagging things. But I was talking to my friend, and she said that you have to wear a mask unless you're eating or drinking, which is true, and it's backed up by articles. And she said that it wasn't, like, the plane wasn't empty, but it wasn't full either. And so, like, I don't know, people are still doing stuff. But you are required to wear a mask on a plane. No Karen's here saying they don't have to wear masks.
And you can't cut a hole in your mask. That doesn't count. Is that it?
No.
No.
No. So, Delta Airlines, Malaysia Airlines, and United Arab Emirates Airlines have been,
I'll never go to United because they're gonna drag me off the plane.
That's not, what?
What are you talking
United
about?
Airlines drags you.
That's not plane. United Airlines. It's United Arab Emirates. Yeah, UAE. United Arab Emirates.
No, United Airlines takes you.
Yes, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Pulls you off the plane and throws you
that's
off.
That's not what I'm talking about. So, okay, those are the main airlines that have been providing hygiene kits instead of those like little amenity packs that normally have like toothpaste and like
sleeping mask,
a toothpaste and like a travel toothbrush and a sleep mask and like lotions, moisturizers. Most of that is gone, and it's been replaced with a mask, gloves, sanitary wipes, and hand sanitizer. Like, the few things that are still there from the amenity kits are, like, the headphones, but they're all, like, very hygienically sealed now. And, like, those blankets that they have. And so, yes, hygiene, important now. And, it's expected that a lot of other airlines will follow the suit, follow suit of these three airlines, the three main ones that are doing this, because it's for safety of people. And if you're refusing to wear a mask, that's not even just unsafe for you, it's completely rude and just utterly bad for the people around you. And so you're just being like inconsiderate of them. And don't think of it as doing something for yourself, but doing something for the people around you when you're wearing a mask. But also, it is for yourself, because otherwise you could catch the Rona much faster and much more efficiently.
Yes. My opinions are that I feel like it's good that they're putting out hygiene kits, because like, if you're traveling somewhere, you need to get somewhere in, like, a pandemic, you're not gonna need, like, a sleep mask or some moisturizer. You need like hand sanitizer, you need like face masks and like extra face masks or stuff. So I feel like it's a good choice, because not only are you helping other people around you, you're helping yourself, and I think that's really great.
Yes, I've been to like 5 or 6 doctor's appointments during the Rona, because it was conveniently timed, like during all of my like 6 month checkups and stuff. And also I had to get surgery, so like that was an added thing.
Okay,
but the reason why I said that is because the hospitals will require you to change masks when you get there, and you have to take your mask off and like keep it with you, and you have to like they give you hand sanitizer and you have to put a mask on, and they're like very good about it. But there are even still people there who, like, I saw nurses who were not wearing masks, and I was like, I wonder if this is them, or if this is not being supplied with enough masks or personal safety equipment. So, I don't know. I just wanted to say that. That was my topic. My first topic.
Okay, now I'm tired, and I want to go to bed, so we're going to make this quick. So, next is my topic, which is a quick topic, plus a bonus topic, to build on to what we talked about last week. So, get excited for that. That's coming up after the topic.
What are you talking about? Just do your topic.
Okay. My topic is, a lot of Americans are about to lose their homes. That was the headline. So I read up on this article, and the main reason why people are about to lose their homes is because that they can't pay taxes, and their people can't pay taxes during the Rona. And my sister was talking about how like people already know that, and like I shouldn't do it, but I did it anyway because I was tired and I need to go to bed. So, I just did it anyway. A bunch of people are going out into the streets to protest how they don't want to get evicted. Because nobody wants to get evicted.
Because people don't even have jobs right now, so how do you expect them to get money to pay rent?
Or taxes, or bills. Or debt. God dang it, Tom Nook.
Oh my god. Just continue with your topic, please.
Okay, that was my topic.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's all I got on the topic. That was all they had on the topic.
No, it's not. Okay. Talk about the rent extension notice that we got on our door.
Ooh, we got a rent extension notice on our door.
You are literally... I should evict you from this podcast. And do it with an intellectual.
Who's that?
Someone smart.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I'm joking. No. Talk about the notice that we got. What did it say? What was it about?
It was about how... I forgot what it was about. I'm such a bad
Okay, podcast. Seems like I'm going to take over for my sister here. So we got a notice on our apartment door that said, basically that we had more time to pay our rent because of coronavirus, Corona. COVID-19.
The Rona.
And, and it was like, actually I'm not, it said that you could apply for that if you fit the, income criteria, and if you were there on like a specific date, and I don't think we got in, but like they're doing that because of the coronavirus, which is like took you long enough. Like people don't have jobs, they can't pay their rent, so it doesn't make sense that you're still making them pay their rent because like they can't afford it. Yeah. Okay.
So to make up for my short topic, I have two more things that I want to tell y'all. So my bonus topic is about the Kylie Jenner thing. I was like, this is a podcast thing that I need to do. So I went on Kylie Jenner's Instagram. I kind of barfed almost. And I saw the picture. I tapped on it because that's how you check all the tags. And she tagged Loud Brand Studios.
Yay. I went on her Instagram to find that post, and I couldn't find it in recent times.
It was her, and it had, like, a cheetah print type thing, and she was wearing, like, an orange.
Okay, well, I couldn't...
Anywho, and the next thing is that we finally posted the books after, like, three episodes.
Yes, and there are more. So, like...
And we'll put some websites that are helpful.
I only posted ones that I had read chunks of, though, so... If we find more and we are able to get around to reading chapters of them, then we can post those as well.
And we're going to put in our bio of Instagram, we're going to put some websites that are helpful and that you can
some
donate to.
Protests, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, like protests, petitions.
Yeah. So, that's fun. So, we're going to go take a break and we'll be right back. For our next two topics.
Okay, hi. So we're back. Hello.
We're back.
We're back
from our break. We are watching more TikTok. Anyways, we're back and we're gonna do our last two topics. I want this to go bad. I mean, fast because I'm sleepy and I'm tired. So go.
Okay. So my headline for this topic, which. Extremely confused me at first, and when I clicked on it, I thought it was something else, and I got scared for my life. But the headline is, aggressive honeybees at Joshua Tree National Park force multiple campgrounds to close. And I was like, this is the murder hornets. They're
back.
The killer bees. They're in Joshua Tree National Park. And we were going to camp in Joshua Tree National Park, maybe. We might have gone. And now I don't think I ever will.
Two episodes ago, we thought we might.
Do you know why these honeybees are being aggressive? Because they closed down two campgrounds for this. They closed down the Jumbo Rocks campground, and they closed down the Cottonwood campground, which also had a nature center on it. And Jumbo Rocks will open again soon, and Cottonwood, they don't know when it'll open, because they need to get the situation under control. But... Why do you think these honeybees are being aggressive?
because the people who are camping are invading their personal space.
No, that's a good guess though. What's?
I give up.
You had one. Just give me one more guess to work with.
Because they're just mad souls.
Okay, no. So, it's been really, really hot in California. It's been stupid hot. And, we've been dying, a little bit, because we can't sleep at night, because it's so stupid hot. And, our mother's house, it's very bad, and we don't know how to fix it. But this heat
is why the bees are coming. Okay, next.
No,
topic.
No. Joshua Tree National Park is in the desert, basically, and it's in a hotter area than where we are, and that heat is drying up the water, and bees need to drink water, too, and they don't have water. They're hot and they're thirsty, and so they're getting aggressive because they're trying to get water, and that means they're drinking from campers' water bottles, and they're, like, if they have coolers, they're, like, sitting on the ice, and they're, like, trying to get into campers' cars, and, like, just generally being very scary, and, acting like murder hornets.
Okay.
And the park officials are, like, cautioning people to, hike and camp, like, in the northwestern, I think, regions of the, park, because there's still water there, and the bees will not be as aggressive over there, and the campers can just hike in peace.
Okay.
Up in the northern regions.
Is that it?
But the thing is, no one has reported any bee stings.
Yay!
So it turns out that they're just trying to, like, break into people's cars instead of, like, sting them for water.
That still seems scary. But anyways, my opinions are that I don't like those murder hornets.
They're just honeybees.
I don't like honeybees. They're scary.
I mean,
I love the Minecraft bees. They're so cute.
Everyone's, like, save the bees, but what they don't know is that, bees are an invasive species, like honeybees and most bees that we see all the time. They don't originally come from America.
I need my natural
so
wild
save the bees
flower
is not
honey.
Save the bees is not really true in America because
I need my wild
bees,
flower honey.
Bees, certain types of bees are not from America and they do kill other pollinators. And people are like, save the bees, we need the bees, we need the bees to have oxygen. But there are other pollinators, and these species of bee that are not from America are, like, killing those pollinators. So, like, honestly, CB, like, don't care if you kill it. Like, it's literally gonna hurt you. And it's, like, a pretty low chance if you're just in a normal, like, city or park setting that it's gonna be a bee that is from America. So, like, honestly, there are a lot of bees in the world, and it's not probable that you have killed the last one. But we do kind of need to eradicate most of them in America.
Okay, can I move on to my topic now?
Yes, you can.
Because I'm tired. Okay, so I didn't really do much research about this, but then my mom told me a bunch of it because I already knew about it. But it's that Hong Kong Disneyland. Okay, so let me give you some background about Hong Kong Disneyland. So Hong Kong Disneyland is in China, duh. It's Hong Kong. And then, so it closed immediately. I didn't really hear
much
about it.
I don't think people really consider Hong Kong to be in China.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's in
Hong
Kong.
Hong Kong is kind of just Hong Kong.
Yes. So it closed immediately. I didn't really hear about it, like, closing. I just thought it was eh. But, I've never been there. But anyways, it closed, and then it opened again, like, a couple days after Disney Springs, and then it closed again a couple days ago.
Because the world is having a second wave of the Rona.
And we hate that. So basically, that's
just
the reason.
It's because of all the Karens and the Gertrudes and the Betsys not wearing masks. Actually, I mean, Gertrude is a little bit old. It's Karen. Karens who aren't wearing masks and just acting like they don't have to because they're above the rest of us.
Okay, that's all that I
have. If you legitimately have a doctor's note that says, hey, look, I have a breathing problem.
But that's all their excuses.
Yeah, but they don't have a doctor's note that they can show anybody.
I know, but just wear a damn mask. Sorry. Oh my god.
Sometimes we forget that we're not supposed to curse on this podcast.
But it's true. It's true. That you should wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you have a breathing problem, maybe you can, like, put a little bit out, but make sure it's covered, at least. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I can still breathe in a mask.
Also, if you can't afford masks, there are a bunch of ways to make masks with, like, old socks.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, or, like, cloth and some needle and thread. So,
or like, maybe it's just, like, sold out. They're all sold out.
I mean, masks are expensive, though.
Yeah.
There are people who can't afford masks.
Okay, so that was my topic, because it was just basically closed down after the coronavirus.
I think this is going to be a short episode.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of, like, it's, our bedtime was moved up because we've been, our sleep schedules are whack. And so, yes. This is
a 25-minute podcast.
Yeah, it's not going to be very long, but it's okay. It's okay.
So, we're going to go take a break, and then we'll be in without outro. Okay, friends, we thought the audio was really horrible, but we're going to try better next time.
Yeah, the audio quality was, like,
really bad.
Pretty bad after we left outside, because we could not find a place inside the house, and it was really just a comfort thing. More than an audio thing, even though there were children screaming out there, we just kind of felt like we were being judged by the children of our apartment complex. And anywho, so the audio quality is bad. We're very sorry.
We'll make it better next time.
Yeah, next week it will be better.
Okay, if you want to learn about more places that you can find us, you can go to anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast. What's New Podcast is all one word and all lowercase.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe. And please follow our podcast wherever you're listening to it, because I know you can follow it on Spotify, you can follow it on Google Podcasts, you can follow it on Apple Podcasts. We're not on Apple Podcasts yet.
And follow it on Instagram.
Our What's Instagram is
_ New Podcast. What's has no apostrophe. We just posted the books that we promised we would post like 3 episodes ago, which are resources for learning about racism in America.
And soon we'll be putting links and helpful resources in our bio. We'll have to take off the anchor.fm, but it's for a good cause. Okay? So we really, really, really hope you enjoyed this episode. And do you want to take us out?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you in a week.
Bye.
Bye.